Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is The Fallout. Now on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Which sounds a little like what Sean Marash is doing now, by the way, on his show. I'm going to get Anthony involved in this little skirmish coming up. Marash has come up with his own version of The Fallout. They've just given it another name, scam artists. All right, number one, LSU at Ole Miss. LSU, elite offense. LSU, not so elite defense. Here's Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Snap back to Joe Burrow. Here comes the pressure. They bring the house. Quick slant. Chase has got it. Breaks the tackle at the 45. Across midfield. Down the middle of the field. Breaks it to the near side. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! 61-yard touchdown pass from Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase.
All right, so LSU wins 58-37. Joe Burrow might have clinched the Heisman. Justin Fields have something to say about that. 489 yards, 5 touchdowns. So big news for LSU. They're awesome. They host Arkansas on the first of a season-ending 2-game homestand Saturday. They can clinch the SEC West with a victory, and they will. Ed Orgeron, what'd you think of your team?
We came here to win the football game. We did. We won about 21 points. It was a pretty normal. But you know what? After a big win last week, I'm proud of our football team, the way they prepared. We're going to get better, and we're looking forward to playing Arkansas next week. We leave it here 10-0. We're very proud of it.
I think we need to play a game next week. Dikembe Mutombo, Cookie Monster, or Ed Orgeron. Play the soundbite. Who is it? Congratulations, Coach. You're number one, and you should stay there with a bullet. Number two, Ohio State, taking on Rutgers. I guess a local high school must have backed out of playing them, so they end up playing Rutgers. One of my favorite voices in college football every week, Paul Keels from Learfield IMG College, has the story.
Snap to Justin Fields. He'll float that left corner of the end zone. Ball in the air. Caught by Benjamin Victor. The officials haven't given a signal yet. And touchdown. Benjamin Victor hauls it in. An 11-yard pass from Justin Fields. Victor, who caught a TD here 2 years ago, ends up making his fifth touchdown grab of this season.
Ohio State wins 56-21. They're awesome. Justin Fields, career-high 305 yards. Matched his best ever with 4 touchdown passes. The Buckeyes' 16th straight win over the last 2 seasons. They'll host number 9 Penn State looking for their 3rd straight victory against the Nittany Lions in 7th and 8 games. Ryan Day, you had to like how the Buckeyes looked, right?
I thought our guys played good in the first half, and then we decided not to play JK in the second half. And came out in that first drive of the third quarter, ran down the field, and then decided to go with our twos. And yeah, there was some sloppiness after that, but overall I thought the guys played really well.
See, you don't have to play JK. Thanks, Ryan, for the shout-out. Number three, Clemson, taking on Wake Forest. My letters got jumbled. Boy, this was a blowout. Here's Don Munson on the Tigers Radio Network.
Lawrence, the shotgun snap, back to throw. Has time. Going to throw long over the middle. Got Higgins. Wide open. Touchdown. T. Higgins, a 3-touchdown first half. This one a 30-yard strike. and Clemson leads it 30-3.
Well, they won 52-3. Trevor Lawrence tied his career high with 4 TDs, 3 to T. Higgins. Clemson wins its 26th straight game and completed a second straight perfect ACC regular season with the 52-3 victory over Wake Forest. Man, Lawrence has now thrown for 19 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in the past 6 games. And they reached 11-0 at Clemson for the third time in 5 seasons. They face South Carolina coming up. Congratulations on the win. Dabo Swinney, you got a good group, right?
Today was a historic day. Last week was a historic day. We won our 5th division title in a row. And in this group today, you know, the record 22 in a row at home. And then these seniors, 52 wins, fastest to 52. Nobody's done it faster in college football history. So it's a pretty special group of guys.
It tells you a lot about the ACC, brother. Number 4, Georgia at number 12, Auburn. Auburn, again, as Barrett Salee told you earlier, could be the key to determining who gets in the college football playoff. And Georgia, it was a huge road win. Here's Scott Howard from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
All 11 players for Auburn's defense right in the box. We shift the offense on 3rd and 1 from the 5. Fromm is under center. Snap from Hill. Play fake. Naked bootleg. He rolls. Harrion catches it in the flat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pylon. Touchdown!
Jake Fromm. 3 touchdowns. Georgia's defense stepping up in the clutch. They win 21-14, and they held on to become the first team to win 3 consecutive SEC East titles since Florida had 5 in a row from 1992 to 1996. They host Texas A&M next Saturday, but it doesn't matter. They're going to the college football, SEC championship game. They're just going to need to take Texas A&M out to stay in the college football playoff hunt. Kirby Smart, this game was more than just winning the East, right?
The goal for us was to continue to get better, grow, play in a tough environment, but it really wasn't about the SEC East. That's a hell of an accomplishment. I'm proud of our guys, but that's not what it's about.
Well, that's good news, though. Good news. Big victory for you. Really big victory for you. Number 6, Oregon. Alabama wins 38-7, by the way. So we'll go past Alabama there. They win 38-7. We've heard that story all day long. Number 6, Oregon. Taking on Arizona. Here's Jerry Allen from Learfield IMG College.
Herbert on 3rd and long. Comes the blitz. It's a screen set up perfectly. Dive. First down, running more. 20. Inside of the 10. Jump into the end zone. Oh, Oregon ran the screen perfectly. Touchdown, Ducks.
Jerry Allen with a great call there. Excellent. Justin Herbert, 333. 4 touchdowns. Oregon wins its 9th straight game and clinched the Pac-12 North with that 34-6 victory over Arizona. Problem for Oregon is Georgia has beaten Auburn. LSU's beaten Auburn. Florida even beat Auburn. If Alabama beats Auburn, Oregon, you're not going to have a case to get into the college football playoff. I'm sorry about that. Number 7, Utah, taking on UCLA. Utah trying to find their way into the Pac-12 championship game. Here's Bill Riley from Learfield IMG College.
Tyler's checking into a different play. He's going to backpedal the pass and take a shot down the field. He's got a man open. That's Nakua. And there he goes! 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! 83 yards, Huntley to Nakua.
A 49-3 victory. That was emphatic. Zach Moss running for 127 yards, 2 touchdowns, and added 65 receiving yards. UCLA is just awful. Who's their coach? The Utes beat the Bruins for the 4th straight season while toting 536 yards of offense along with them, and Utah plays at Arizona on Saturday. Number 8, Minnesota. Uh-oh, Minnesota unbeaten, right? Uh-oh, at Iowa. This one's going to be tough. Here's Gary Dolphin from Learfield IMG College.
Here's the snap to Stanley. They give it to Goodson, trying to get to the outside. Turns the corner. 10, 5, first down. Fight for the goal line. He's over. Is it a touchdown? Yes, sir. Touchdown, Iowa. Tyler Goodson. I don't know if they stuck Akram Wadley in his uniform or what today, but man, has he arrived, a pure freshman from the deep south. He loves this cold weather.
Minnesota gets upset by Iowa, even though it was a game where Iowa was really, most people thought they'd come away with a victory. So, number 23, Iowa beats number 7, Minnesota, 23-19. The Golden Gophers, kill all the Gophers. Minnesota hasn't won at Iowa since 1999. And their chance of making the college football playoffs pretty much dead now after that loss. Number 9, Penn State at Indiana. Here's Steve Jones from Learfield, IMG College.
So here it is, fourth and goal, 18th play of the drive. Clifford takes it himself, touchdown Penn State! Game, set, and match, Nittany Lions!
Yeah, game, set, and match of a 34-27 victory. Woof. Penn State, 3 touchdowns from Sean Clifford. Their offense, Penn State's offense, is just not. It just doesn't look sleek. Just doesn't look sleek. They'll play at number 2 Ohio State next week, where the top spot in the Big Ten East is on the line. So look at that as a national quarter Sweet 16-like playoff game. It's a Sweet 16 playoff game next week for Penn State. And finally, number 10 Oklahoma at number 13 Baylor. Baylor unbeaten, and they build up a big lead. They're going to win, right? Wrong! Here's Toby Rowland from Learfield, IMG College.
From the 40, Brewer wasn't expecting the snap. He's got it. Quick throw out. It is!
Yes!
Intercepted!
He got it this time!
Intercepted! It was Benito! You can unhitch the wagon! Put the ponies in the barn! In Waco, Texas, Lincoln Riley...
Intercepted by the defense.
...took a house in disrepair and refurbished it into their own palace on the banks of the Brazos. Unbelievable.
I think that was a reference to Chip and Joanna Gaines. Don't you? Remodeling the house there in Waco, you get it? Oklahoma wins 34-31. Yeah, I think it was, though. I think it was a shot. He took a shot at Chip and Joanna, Toby. We love Chip and Joanna. They are amazing American icons. You are, too. What a really nice call. Oklahoma wins, and my belief is if Oklahoma wins out, they will make the college football playoff, and Alabama will not keep them out. Congratulations to them, and nice story for Baylor and Matt Rhule. Nice story for Minnesota, but those stories have come to an end. And another great job by Anthony Pierno on the fallout here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio and the Tape Ops.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.